Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
8:16, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And a busy weekend in sports with Ted Woodward. Plenty of football to talk about today, Ted.
Huh? Yeah, we had football action yesterday in the NFL for the Kansas City Chiefs. Game two of a three-game homestand at Arrowhead Stadium. 73,000 at the game yesterday to see their Chiefs take on the last place division rival, Las Vegas Raiders. Oh my, the Chiefs yesterday. What a performance in all phases of the game. And getting another active roster player, Rashee Rice, the wide receiver who hadn't played for the Chiefs in more than a year because of injuries and suspension by the NFL. Now he is back. Boy, is he back. The first touchdown for the Chiefs yesterday went to Rashee Rice, and it just kept coming. Mitch Holthus had the call of the game. Of course, it was right here on your Wichita home of the Chiefs yesterday afternoon. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
They load the right side up again. They single the near side. Caught Rice. Touchdown, Kansas City. Rashee Rice, his second touchdown. And is he back, baby? The Chiefs go on a 16-play, 94-yard drive. Three drives. Three long touchdown drives.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Well, what would happen on the Chiefs' next drive?
Both play the drive. Quick snap. Pacheco left side. Bashes over chin and into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Isaiah Pacheco on a 7-yard run. Four drives. Four touchdowns. Pacheco gets this one. And let's give the offensive line all four of them. They opened up a giant hole that time on the right side of the Raider defense.
There you go. The Chiefs piled up 434 yards and beat the Raiders yesterday 31-0. Probably could have been twice that because the Chiefs basically stopped playing hard somewhere in the third quarter. And the Raiders still couldn't get anything accomplished. How about that Chiefs defense? The Raiders had three first downs in the entire game. Two in the first half, only one in the second half. Of course, in the second half, they're mostly playing against the Chiefs' second and third stringers. Man, how about that? Only 96 total yards for the Raiders, 434 total yards for the Chiefs. And, as we mentioned, getting wide receiver Rashee back in play. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Yeah, it's great. Pat has a lot of plays with him, so that, you know, he's got some time with him there, and that becomes important for Pat's confidence, and you know, he knows where Rashee's going to be in those tight windows, and he trusts him, so that's a great thing. And then he brings energy to the rest of the guys, so that's it was good to get him in the end zone a couple times and kind of warm him up here. He is his first game in about a year and a half, so it's you know, he's been gone, so it was good to take care of business there.
Well, here he is, Rashee Rice.
It's huge. Like I said, it's all about our energy. It's all about how we attack the week, the process of preparing for the, you know, the games and what's to come on Sunday, Monday, whatever day we have to play. We just make sure that we're preparing throughout the week to be successful when it comes game time.
All right. After that 0-2 start, the Chiefs are, they've won 4 out of 5. They're still one game behind for a playoff spot, though, as the Chiefs get that 31-0 win yesterday. Major League Baseball in the American League for the pennant. Game 6, the Seattle Mariners in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays. If the Mariners won, they go to the World Series. Didn't happen. The Blue Jays won that game 6-2 to keep their season alive. Coming out of the bullpen for the Blue Jays, former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher Louis Varland. Working 1 1/3 innings of scoreless work, 2 strikeouts. And the Blue Jays won that game 6-2. So, it's all even up. 3 games apiece. The deciding Game 7 is tonight in Toronto. The Blue Jays and the Mariners. The winner wins the American League pennant. goes to the World Series. Got some pretty interesting birthdays today on the Wichita sports scene. Wichita State volleyball coach Chris Lamb is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to Coach Lamb. The general manager of the Wichita Thunder, the great Joel T. Lamerno, celebrating a birthday. He is 55 today. Happy birthday to former Shocker pitching great Don Heinkel. He is 66 today. One of the greatest college pitchers ever. 51 wins in a Shocker uniform. Still, all these years later, the most ever in Shocker baseball history. First team All-American, College Baseball Hall of Fame, Wichita State Sports Hall of Fame. Later as a pro, pitched for the Wichita Wranglers, and he also pitched in the major leagues for the Cardinals and the Tigers. The great Don Heinkel, it's his birthday. He is 66 today. And a happy birthday to a former Kansas City Chiefs outstanding kick returner, Nolan Smith, the Super Gnat. He is 82 years old today. At 5'6", he was the smallest pro football player of his era. A guy that the Chiefs drafted in the sixth round out of Tennessee A&I. How about that? His rookie year, he led the AFL in kick return yardage. The week before Christmas in 1967, he had a 106-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. It's still the longest return in Chiefs history. Still, all these years later, he's still in the top 20 all-time in the NFL, averaging 26 yards per kickoff return. He also appeared in the movie MASH. The Super Gnat, Nolan Smith. It's his birthday. The former Chief, he is 82 years old today. And I got a new one for you here, Steve. Uh-oh. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza. With a sriracha cream cheese base and topped with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and mozzarella.
Ooh-ah.
The Cooperstown is now available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
I've had the Cooperstown. It's a good pizza.
Been there.
Really is.
Done that.
Bingo.
Steve, Ted of the Morning here on this October 20th. And we had a sunny, cooler day across South Central Kansas Sunday. Autumn-like. Wichita's high temperature just 67 degrees yesterday. Normal high, 70. Yeah, there you go.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve and Ted, let's see what else is going on here. Oh, well, I was going to tell you that 81 years ago on this date, 1944, during World War II, General Douglas MacArthur kept his word and stepped ashore at Leyte in the Philippines. 2.5 years after he'd said, I shall return.
Yes, he did. Came back.
The American forces just kind of run off the islands there by the Japanese and captured in Bataan. Ugly, ugly times. And General MacArthur said he'd come back. He did. They called him Dugout Doug. Well, they called him a lot of names. The GIs did. But actually, the guy, from what I've read, in World War I in different places, he exposed himself to enemy fire constantly.
His troops loved him.
Yeah. Dugout Doug was not a Dugout Doug. He was out there amongst them.
Several years later, he didn't necessarily see eye to eye with Harry Truman.
Yeah, that's true.
Those two didn't seem to get along. But
Harry fired him over Korea. So
MacArthur was quite the personality and soldier.
And I got to say back to the one great thing that man did, if nothing else, he took over Japan after World War II and basically built their country back for him.
Yep.
He was in charge. He was large, and he did his best. How about that? This morning, I was the quick trip over here to Douglas in Rock, where I went over to get me some cookies, and they had a robo-mop going over there. It almost ran over me.
Oh.
Yeah. So I asked the guy working it, what is that? Does the robo-mop do a good job? He said, oh, yeah. He says, can't get the corners.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You got to come around behind him and mop it up. And I said, what's his name? He says, Tyler number 4. The people who worked at the Quick Trip have named
Good old Tyler number 4.
Tyler number 4.
Doing its job.
Doing the job there.
Well, yes.
This is fun because I did step in front of it and stop. I think it said something to me. I couldn't make it out. You know, something like that. But they're everywhere. I mean,
but yet can't do the corners.
Can't do the corners.
I got to have a human come in to do that expertise.
Robocops. All right. See, we got another vehicle pedestrian accident last night or yesterday, whatever. You know, Saturday morning, Ted, I went to, I've done this two Saturdays in a row now. I went to the donut shop over on West Street.
Crispy Donut.
Crispy Donut.
Fantastic place. I heard they're opening up a third one now, I think.
My wife likes the chocolate donuts, and they have a pastry there. It's a croissant stuffed with cream cheese with almonds on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
It just kills me. I got to have one of those.
I went to the East Side one Saturday morning.
Busy?
Yeah, they're always busy.
At Central, and I noticed at Central and West, though, when I was going over there, there were no lights, no street lights. It was completely dark, and I'm sure it was a malfunction, but I hope the city would light this intersection better than that. It does kind of, I was thinking about that when we read about yet another pedestrian accident, because you got to be able to see those people out there, and the lighting sometimes is not so good, but be careful. We've had too many pedestrians run down, in my opinion.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.